the rest of the story. There's a story the old-timers tell about the time God pulled the plug on the world, about the time two fishermen named Leonce and Timothy set out for northern waters and saw the maelstrom. Of course, they didn't see it right away. They saw the fish jumping first. Not the way fish usually do, but high into the air and in great numbers as though they were fleeing in terror of something. Next, Timothy pointed to the nearest shoreline. "Look," he shouted, "the water is receding." And indeed, the land seemed higher above the water's surface than it had only minutes before. Then the two fishermen beheld it, the monstrous whirlpool, the maelstrom, the enormous spinning funnel, what was it, half a mile wide, through which all the water everywhere seemed to be draining toward the center of the earth. Tugboats and giant barges were sucked toward it and swallowed whole. Even Leonce and Timothy's fishing boat, although several hundred yards distant, was being drawn slowly toward its awesome circling rim. "We've got to make a run for it," Leonce hollered above the now deafening roar. But their escape was easier suggested than done. For in the shallows, as they were, the only course to shore by which they would not run aground was directly past the maelstrom itself. Leonce Viator and his young nephew, Tim Doré, revved the motor on their fishing boat to Red Line and reached safety that day. But practically nothing else in sight did. When the vast waters were emptied of boats and barges and their cargo, the insatiable maelstrom began eating away at the shoreline. Whole trees and shattered docks and entire houses swirled toward the vortex. A nearby canal that used to flow out reversed its current and began flowing in, creating a raging 150-foot waterfall at what was once the water's edge. 50 acres of oak groves and gardens vanished into the watery crater. Then more land and more. A 200-foot geyser of mud and a column of natural gas-fed flames shooting out of the churning water completed the apocalyptic picture. For there's a story the old-timers tell. New timers as well, of the day an entire 1,300-acre lake and the land surrounding went straight to hell. For the northern waters into which Leonce Viator and Tim Doré ventured that day, November 20, 1980, were in the north end of southern Louisiana's Lake Peignure. Only 7 hours after the nightmare had begun, the lake, all of it, everything in it, was gone. 8 tugboats, 9 barges, 6 houses, 70-some acres of nearby Jefferson Island, gone. Yet almost as remarkably, the lake would completely restore itself only days later with water from the Gulf of Mexico that had rushed in through the newly created Del Cambra Canal waterfall. For just when we think we've got the game of nature won, we strike ourselves out with a curve, as we did when we dug a city-size salt mine 1,000 feet beneath Lake Peignure, and then put an oil rig in the lake and drilled 1,000 feet down. And now you know the rest of the story.